listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
The Grey Cup, the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers is the big one. What it is, what it do. That's how we come in at 7K Picks, baby. Joshua Adam William Ireland with the new classic Nick. That's the best intro we've ever had.
What's going on? Oh, snap. Didn't know we were recording. Okay.
It's StreamYard. It's something like with Zoom, right? Because now it has like the ladies like, you are now recording.
Right.
We don't get that.
No.
You just go right in and you get Jonas Brothers. All right. It is a big gig though, man. Like,
it's a big gig.
It's like, damn, okay. I mean, you could see them doing a Super Bowl.
I saw them live in 2019 before the world ended.
No way.
And they were great live. I saw them in Portland. Amazing. It was awesome.
Well, let's see. Who do we think could be in the Grey Cup? Let's see. You get our only CFO. We have... Oh, my God. It's the Eastern and Western final this week. So great job by you, Nick. This is what you were setting us up for.
There it is, right? Obviously.
Yeah. So we got... Wow. Two good matchups, rivalries. We got Argos and Alouettes and Bombers and Riders.
Well, go Bombers. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go Bombers. Although I got a lot of friends in Sask. I lived in Sask.
That's fine.
I lived in Sask when they beat the Riders for that Grey Cup.
Wow. Okay.
It was nuts. It was nuts out there.
I'll bet.
Montreal is 12-5-1. Toronto's 10-8-1. Bombers 11-7 and Riders 9. And so I'll say we get an Argos Bombers Grey Cup.
Yeah. Okay. As long as the Bombers are in it, you know, I'd like to maybe see Montreal. I got some homies in Montreal, but you know, I'm from Winnipeg.
Bombers,
so
I
gotta be a homer sometimes.
Yeah. So with the hockey side of things, we're just divulging right off the cliff here. So you do root for the Flames, but is it more Jets still?
No, I mean, the Jets are good this year, so I might as well. But I just got a resurgence in the NHL this year. So, you know what? I've never been a Flames fan, so I might as well be a Flames fan. Why not? What else am I doing?
You went to the good Devils game the other day?
Yeah, you know, first two periods were kind of what it was. That third period kind of came alive and was actually really good hockey.
New dope scoreboard.
Yeah, it's cool. The upgrades are nice.
Time on it and everything.
Yep, and like the players. It's cool. It's good.
They don't give you lines for the CFL games.
No.
No.
Nobody's put that money down. What's Vegas doing? Come on, man. Come on, Vegas.
I don't know. But great job by you. I would not have known it was the Western or Eastern final this week. No idea. I didn't even know. I mean, it's November, so I assumed maybe playoffs had started.
Yeah.
But had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is the Grey Cup next week then?
It must be, or 2 weeks, probably next week, I would think. They'll probably do it quick.
All right. Well, let's move on to the NFL.
Yes.
Trades.
Oh, my goodness.
We got trades, baby.
We do.
What was the biggest one for you?
I think Detroit filling a hole might have been the biggest one. I mean, we were kind of expecting them to make a big splash on defense. They made a splash, but it wasn't huge, but it's still a really good player. I think that defense has kind of been holding it down since Aiden went out, but I think they needed another piece, and I think they got it.
Was it Max Crosby? That's what I'm happy about.
Yeah, right.
No, Zari Smith, I think he's good. I think it's a good get there. I like this Jonathan Mingles to the Cowboys pick because I think even in fantasy, it's worth a dart throw. I picked him up in a few places.
I saw that.
I think it's just worth the dart throw. Like, because you don't, because I think he got undervalued in Carolina, especially with Leggett coming in. I know you and I are big Leggett guys.
Yep.
And I think he got a little undervalued there. So I figure go to Dallas. I mean, Super and Cooper Rush is the quarterback this week in Dallas.
Oh, I think Cooper Rush is going to be the quarterback for all, maybe this season in Dallas.
Because I do kind of want some Trey Lance. I just need to see it a little bit.
I loved Trey Lance, 4 years ago? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I wanted all the Trey Lance. In fantasy, I wanted him everywhere, and I did. And he lasted a game and a half, and well, that was that.
There is some talk that Dak might be out for the season too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the big word on the street.
The other trades that we had, Mike Williams to the Steelers. I picked him up in a few places fantasy wise.
Sure, sure.
Second receiver there. Why not? Lattimore to the Commanders.
Huge.
Washington making that's big boy moves.
You know what? That defense, that secondary gets cooked. So I think that's a good move.
And I thought the Saints got a decent set of assets back.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're in full rebuild mode.
I was surprised Chase didn't get traded, though. I was really surprised.
Right.
Chase Young did not get traded.
Yep.
I mean, the big one is the Hopkins trade that happened. That's sure. The big one.
Yeah.
Like, although we kind of like Khalil Herbert to the Bengals. How much run is he getting today, though?
None. He fumbled on his first touch.
Wow.
He recovered it, but he fumbled it.
So not many then.
No.
So yeah, a few good trades there, and CMC's back this week.
Yeah.
So the Niners are ready to right the ship there. We got a game going on right now, unless there's anything else in the news you want to talk about really quickly here.
I mean, Olave, you know, who knows what happens with him. Yeah, I heard today he's kind of humming and hawing over his career, if he's going to stick around or.
Well, they asked him to wear the Guardian cap.
He said he was going to as well, and then he didn't, and then got another concussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Raiders added Norv Turner. That happens.
Oh, yes, of course. Your man.
Yeah. Probably my least favorite coach.
He was so good with the Chargers.
He was actually not bad with the Chargers for a bit. Yeah, and then he was so fun to gamble against.
That was the LT.
He was so fun to gamble against, though, afterwards. Yeah, I mean, it's funny listening to like Max on the podcast this week. Now he's talking about Cam Ward and he's talking about Shador.
Yeah.
Like even Max is like, yeah, let's take this shit.
Yeah. You know, and the big news is like, you know, Brady's been kind of mentoring Shador as well. So it's like, it's looking like they're,
and if they don't,
yeah, if they don't get that top pick. Yeah. If they don't get that tip, that pick, they're going to make a trade for it. I can guarantee it.
Oh yeah. I love the tweets after every single loss now.
Thank
God
you.
Is great.
Oh, God, it's great.
It's amazing. Love this.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Shador could be a Raider, and which would be great because prime time in Vegas is good.
It's so funny watching the games this weekend. We were at the pickup something from the pharmacy for my niece this week, and I'm there watching Titans and Patriots, and the fucking Titans win. I'm like, yes! And this random dudes goes by. He's like, oh, you're having a good football Sunday? Your team win? I'm like, no, a team won, so my team gets a better draft pick. And the guy's like, oh, okay.
Like, see, we're all cheering real for football different fans things.
Do. You don't even right. Understand, brother.
We're all cheering for different things this year.
Yeah, sorry. Some people cheer for fantasy, which I do, but others are cheering for the Titans to win and the Panthers to win so that your team can get a better draft position so you can finally have a quarterback.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean,
we can't all. I mean,
that's the Raiders and the Giants, the race to who's going to get who.
Yeah, I mean, I do miss the days of Andrew Walter.
You do miss those Andrew Walter days.
Anyways, let's talk about good teams.
Let's do it.
Bengals and Ravens are going on right now, 7-7. Bengals have the ball right now. And Burrow just got intercepted.
Just got in the end zone. Yep.
Yeah. He's trying to go to Gesicki, who was a big fantasy darling this week. Because it's interesting looking at the tight end market this week. You can tell the people, there was a handful of people that had Tucker Kraft or Brock Bowers in a lot of places. And the Juno Smith, Gesicki, and then Sanders on the Panthers, the jump up for those three. We're quite evident in fantasy markets. Yeah.
Yep.
So, what have you thought of that game so far? I haven't got a chance to fully watch it just yet.
It's been ugly so far. It wasn't a pick in the end zone. That's exciting. This has been kind of ugly so far. Burrow's chucking the ball, though. He's got like 25 passes already.
They need this game.
Yeah, I know. I do still think the Bengals are going to pull this out. Personally, but the Ravens, I don't know, it's the Ravens, you know.
I mean, looking at the AFC right now, like KC lock, Buffalo lock,
yeah,
locks for you, Steelers lock,
Texans, I think so. Yep.
Texans lock?
In the division. Yeah, I guess they're in the division.
Ravens lock.
Yeah.
So we're looking at those last two wildcard spots right now. Chargers, Broncos, your Colts, Bengals. And are we putting the Jets into that still?
We can. Of course we can.
I don't. I personally would go Bengals, Broncos.
Oh, yeah. I think the Chargers still. I think the Chargers are.
That Vikings game for y'all was rough.
Yeah, a little bit.
And the Texans won too.
Yeah.
Both Texans games. You guys had both Texans games.
And the Texans are not looking good. Our whole division looks kind of like trash right now.
Yeah. Jaguars are what? 2-7?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some easy games coming up. Like, what's the Jaguars get? I mean, by no means do I have the Jaguars. There's always that team that kind of turns it around in the second half.
Sure.
We're at now.
Yep.
Jaguars, I mean, they have Vikings, Lions, by Texans. Adios.
Gross.
They will go for a quarterback, so I'm not too concerned about where they end up in standings.
No, I still think I still like Lawrence. I think that offensive line, we were talking about this weekend. I think that offensive line is just cooked, man. They're just so much pressure.
NFC, Lions lock.
Yeah. Oh, Lions
Commanders lock.
Could win the Super Bowl now. I might change my pick on the Chiefs. Sorry.
I think so too. Commanders lock?
Yeah, lock. They might be in the Super Bowl as well if it's not the Lions.
Amazing. Yep. Falcons lock?
I think so. That division is cooked.
Yeah. Cardinals not a lock.
Nope.
Vikings lock?
I think so.
Eagles lock?
Oh, man, that division's so terrible. Oh, no, I got the Commanders. I don't know if the Eagles are a lock. I don't know. Okay,
and then Packers not a lock. So we're looking at, like, the NFC West, which I'm with you. I'm picking the Rams now. I'm switching my Seahawks. There's just it's something's missing. I don't know what it is, but something's missing.
It's that the whole division, you know, it's just crazy. I think that's why I think the Rams might run away with it if they keep everybody healthy.
I like the Rams the most.
Yeah, the Hawks, you know, the Cardinals, you know, it's just like, who knows?
Niners get CMC back.
Yeah,
they go Bucks this week, which is a big, big, big wild card level game.
Yeah, I just think.
And then they go Seahawks, Packers, Bills, Bears, Rams, Dolphins, Lions, Cardinals.
Yep.
The Niners can still miss the playoffs. It's a very strong possibility.
Yeah, but they got if CMC looks like CMC Sunday,
yeah,
I think they're just going to run the board.
I'm surprised they didn't trade for a receiver like a Jacoby Myers or something like that.
I don't know. I think they're excited to check out their rookies with Pearsall and Cowing, and you know they got Juwan Jennings back this week. Like I don't know if they need to. I don't know if they needed to do anything.
Yeah, maybe not. So, well, let's go look at the rest. Oh, I had one thing for us before we get going. Mm. So, Chuba Hubbard.
Yes. Yes.
He signed a deal, so we're pretty happy for an Alberta player.
Yep.
First of all.
Yep.
But I was going to do a top 10 Canadian players, and I'm like, you know what? Let's hold up. Let's go to five. Let's go to five. So the number one player, it kind of comes down to Chuba or Chase Brown.
Yeah.
So which one would you put number one?
I think currently Chuba. By season's end or next year, that might flip, depending on, like, Chase Brown's got that backfield on lock.
Yeah.
And okay, so Brooks we'll go... and Brooks is coming back, and I don't know how much they're going to play him.
Third best Canadian. I did not know this guy was Canadian until today. Javon Holland.
Oh, really?
Canadian.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Fourth best Canadian. Josh Palmer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Fourth. Okay.
Yeah. Fifth best Canadian. It was a toss-up, and I'm being a little bit biased towards this one.
Mm.
We got a few Calgarians in here too, by the way. We got two Calgarians in the league, but I'm going to go Dean Leonard, cornerback for the Chargers.
Okay.
Now you could go with John Michie, go with Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
But Dean Leonard, decent cornerback for the Chargers, also went to the University of Calgary.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And be a little bit biased on that side.
Of course, as you should be, yes.
Which one would you put? Would you put John Mechie there, or would you put Chase Claypool still?
Oh yeah, Mechie, not Claypool. Is Claypool playing still?
He's on the Bills.
Oh,
and N'Keal Harry's also Canadian as well, but he's not in the league.
Right.
Did not know N'Keal Harry was Canadian. Did you?
No, I didn't know that. Actually, no, I didn't.
No. Yeah.
Interesting.
So there it is. Top five Canadians right now in the NFL in the week of the CFL conference championships.
Yeah. You know what? And Michi got his moment 2 weeks ago. So you know what? Sometimes we show up.
Alberta actually has a decent showing of football. I was actually quite surprised.
Good. I love it. That's good.
Juba from Edmonton.
Yep.
And then, you know, we got a few Calgary guys. So it you are seeing quite a bit lot more because a U-Sport player, I can't remember which one, a U-Sport player actually got drafted in the NFL draft this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you're starting to see that. Also, offensive lineman, Arlac Jackson from the Rams. He's not a bad O-line. He's Canadian as well, from Windsor.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the games this week. And our good old friends in Germany, I apologize to you, Munich. I apologize.
Yes.
Giants, Panthers, 7:30 in the morning. The line is 6.5 for the Giants. I am so ready to bet on the Panthers. I love it.
Oh, this is going to be such. So Tyrone Tracy could run all over them. And the Giants defense is not terrible. They might have the defensive player of the year on that team.
Sexy Dexy.
Yeah. You know, the Panthers are doing good things though. They looked okay. Bryce Young kind of looks like a quarterback. It's kind of exciting to watch. Chuba might have a little more pep in his step after that contract signing. I think that the Panthers can cover a 6.5 for sure. I think it's kind of a toss up. Who's going to win this game?
I think the Panthers are going to win this game.
I'll go with the Giants just because I think Daniel Jones needs this game.
Is this the last international game?
Yes.
Looks like it. Yeah. Okay. They've been bad this year. I mean, they're always bad. This is particularly bad. I mean, fantasy relevant players, there's two, three.
Tyrone.
A four.
Chuba.
Tyrone, Malik. Chuba, Malik, and Jonathan Brooks if he plays.
Brooks maybe, but I don't know how much he's going to get. I want to watch him play, though. I hope he gets a little bit of ball. I want to see it.
Kind of Leggett, and then Sanders, because as we mentioned, a lot of people are picking up Sanders because of the Brock Bauer and Kraft bye weeks.
Maybe Wandale because Slayton's out, maybe.
Mm. Oh, yeah, mentioned the byes. Cleveland, Green Bay, Vegas, and Seattle. So I guess, too, for the tight ends, people might have Njoku as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, Niners and Bucks. I talked about this. This is a big game for the wild card right now. Bucks going to bye after this, so this is probably the last game without Mike Evans for them.
Yeah,
They looked good against KC. It was a winnable game for them against KC. But the big news in this is CMC is back.
Yeah,
100%. And they're favored by 6.5.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to cover that. I think the Bucks should have went for two last week to win the game.
Agree.
That's just my opinion. I do think the 49ers are going to get a little more step. I think Purdy's going to go off this week. I just have a feeling that Purdy's going to go off. And with CMC kind of his safety net, he's going to, you'll see a lot of short stuff between CMC and Kittle, but I think we're going to have a good game.
Yeah, this is one of the games in the morning. Actually, this is a really good week of games.
Yeah.
Like, have you looked at all the games this week? Like, it is nice. Especially the morning is nice.
Again, it was the same thing as last week. The afternoon games put me to sleep.
This Falcons week, and Saints is not as good.
No.
It not should anymore. Be good, but the line is 4 on this. How is the line only 4?
Which is insane.
The over-under is 46. Take the under and give me the points for the Saints, but I pick the Falcons.
Yeah, it's going to be like, I don't know. It could be like a 37-10 game.
Yeah.
You know, like this is ugly. Give me the Falcons by a lot more than 4.
Kirk's pretty much clinch comeback player of the year, right?
Yeah, he's locked in. Him or Dobbins, but yeah, Kirk's he's
oh yeah, Dobbins.
Yeah. But Kirk's looking like Kirk.
Broncos Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 7.5, over under is 41.
The Chiefs are not gonna lose. Find me a game they're gonna lose.
It's next week. Buffalo.
Is it? I hope so.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Josh Allen beat Mahomes.
But then after that, by the way, the three of their four games, Panthers, Vegas, and Browns.
Oh my god. Amazing.
And then they finish seasons Texans, Steelers, Broncos. So
I still don't
see the Steelers grind them out.
Maybe.
But it's one of the worst undefeated teams I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But you're undefeated, so
it is. Yep, exactly.
This is a good game too. Buffalo and the Colts. Buffalo's favored by 4. Who's your quarterback? Is it Flacco?
I don't know. He looked like cheeks last week.
Yeah.
I hope it's Flacco. I don't think Richardson's still ready. I hope we get Flacco the rest of the year. I hope so. I hope he's there the rest of the year.
By the way, if you're bad enough, do you think they'll take any time thinking about going a quarterback route, or they'll just give him one more year and worst case scenario, you guys wait for Arch?
Yeah, I think we go one more year with Richardson. like I said, and like it's like the stories are, he's like he started 13 games in college. You know, technically he's still like, you know, the game total, he's in his second year of college. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, is he still developing? Yes. Can he still get better? Yes. I don't know. I got faith. I don't think just because I'm a fan, but I think just he's too talented to not be good. But the Bills,
you're taking Buffalo though, right?
Oh yeah. Oh my god. And 4 is a ridiculous line. It's going to be much more than that.
Another good game. Steelers Commanders. Commanders favored by 2.5 in Pittsburgh. This could be the game of the morning. I know Niners and Bucks is going to be up there, but this is it's definitely up there as well.
Yeah, this is the game. I think this might be the game of the week. Yeah, this will be the game of the week for me.
Yeah,
I think so.
Up there, it's up there. Yeah, well, because I think this is the game that really shows are the Commanders for real.
Yeah,
right. Because they had a lot of wins against the Bears. Like they had a close one against the Ravens, but like. And then after this, they go Steelers, Eagles, and then they go Cowboys, Titans, Saints, which is not too bad. But this is a big game to prove, like, hey, we are here. We are a real team. And this could almost clinch Jaden, the rookie of the year.
100%. I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy for the Commanders fans have a lot in similar with us in a way. Like, our owner's fine. Our owner is fine. But it's been a lot of struggle throughout the years, right? And they haven't. Like when did they have a defiant since Doug Williams was like the last quarterback that really mattered?
No, all the come on, Kirk Cousins.
I guess
the Kirk years. He was so good.
Okay, after Kirk, then who was it?
Mm-mm. No one.
No one.
Yeah. No one. Because Kirk took over for RG3.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah, that's the big what if. That's like the Derrick Rose of the NFL.
Of course.
Give me the Commanders. I like this team. They're kind of – when your team sucks, you have kind of side teams you kind of root for. And Washington, they're just a fun team. Now they got Lattimore.
Yeah.
Let's go for the Commanders. This game is not bad, but it's interesting. Vikings-Jags. For any last chance for the Jaguars season, they have to win this game. They won't. I'll pick the Vikings. It's in Jacksonville. I haven't seen a line like this. This is crazy. It's in Jacksonville, and it's 7 for the Vikings.
Which is right about where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vikings, for sure.
Bears-Pats. Bears favored by 6.
Go to Pats. Yeah, I don't know. The Patriots just
this
lost.
This feels like.
They just lost to the Titans last week.
I know. This feels like a weird game, though. And I feel like Drake's going to be up to go against Caleb.
Yeah, but also maybe Caleb after that, I don't know, he's had a tough couple weeks lately, and he's due.
Yeah. All right. Give me the Bears.
Yeah.
Talk me into it.
Yeah.
I'm so tempted to do it, though.
Oh, I know.
It's so tempting.
But I think I'm blown out by the Cardinals. And then that right after that Hail Mary, it's like, no, no, they're due.
You were right about the afternoon. The afternoon is Ute. You know, you got your partner. Go and do some Christmas tree shopping, maybe.
100%.
Because it's not fun. Titans and Chargers.
Oh.
That one's a rough one.
Yeah, and 7.5 looks good. Herbert kind of looks good. Herbert looks like old Herbert.
He is looking better.
You know? And McConkey looks good, and that receiving Quentin Johnson's been going off, and you know that team is good, and the Titans are not good.
No, the Titans are not good. I don't even know how they beat the Patriots in that game.
Right.
We all picked the Pats last week, didn't we?
Probably. I would assume so.
Yeah. I don't want to watch this game. That's all I know is I don't want to watch this game. Yeah,
right. That's that nap time game.
Eagles Cowboys. This would have been maybe good if Dak was playing. Maybe.
Yeah. It's always, yeah.
It's Cooper, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cooper. Okay.
Yeah. Cooper with no CeeDee Lamb, potentially.
No CeeDee Lamb. You got Jonathan Mingo, baby.
And you've got Micah's back.
Micah's back. No Nolan Smith, potentially. No Devontae Smith as well, potentially, for the Eagles. And maybe no Trevon Diggs as well.
Yeah, I just don't think they need to throw against this Cowboys defense. I think they're just going to set Saquon off again. He's going to get another 140 and 2 touchdowns.
What's going on with Zeke, by the way?
He's been cooked for 3 years.
Yeah, Jerry didn't realize that.
No, Jerry's living in the past, man. I like Rico Dowdle, though. He's been playing kind of good. I think they just need to give him his full-on shot and see what he can do. Kid's kind of nice.
You all know they're getting Austin Gentry. It's like the worst-kept secret in the NFL.
Oh, they have to. They have to.
And then Jets and that's probably the game of the afternoon.
Which one?
Jets-Cardinals.
Yeah,
default. By default. Yeah.
Right.
The Cardinals team's kind of fun. Yeah. We said that in the pre-show. Like, it's like they have, like, some nice, like, nice pieces there.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%.
So, I mean, for the Jets, this is their season. Every game is their season right now.
Right. Yes.
I mean, their schedule's not bad. It's Cards, then next week it's your Colts. Then it's Seahawks and Dolphins and Jaguars and Rams and Bills and Dolphins. It's all, like, games with teams that are also going for a playoff spot, though.
Yeah.
So, like, they have a lot of work to do. You see Devontae's tweet of Rome wasn't built in a day. I was like, well, better build Rome pretty fucking quick there, brother.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Yeah, me.
Jets are favorite, by the way, too.
The Jets. Yes, the Jets are favorite. I'm still going with the Cardinals, too. Yeah.
Sunday night. Lions, Texans. Great game. Also on Sunday nights, the Penguin. Season finale.
Series finale.
Series finale. And for our Yellowstone fans, season premiere.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
This is going to be a good game. Although, like, CJ's having a little bit of that sophomore slump.
Is Nico back?
Don't believe so. Where are the injuries here?
Okay.
Nico Collins.
He
was on track with the recovery, but he didn't practice today.
Yeah.
So probably not.
Okay. Well, that makes it way easier then. I mean, it was easy anyways, but that makes it way easier.
Man, look at some of the injuries this team has, man. Some of the big names that they have out.
Will Anderson.
Reverend Jordan. Nico Collins. British Book. Stephon Diggs, Will Henderson, like you mentioned, Damian Pierce, Shazeez Al-Sheer, Jeff Aduka, Jerry Hughes, Derek Barnett. Like, these are big time pieces missing from their team. These are pieces that why we had them going to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yep. I did not, but y'all did.
Yeah. Are you, before we get to the Monday, are you changing your Super Bowl now?
I don't know. I think it's still the Chiefs and who did I pick? Chiefs and Rams?
Yeah, Chiefs and Rams.
I don't know yet. I still don't know. I'm still confident in both.
I kind of like that one. I like that right? Super Bowl matchup too.
Just saying, Rams might have the best offense in football. You know, it's going to be between them and the Lions. So do they play each other?
Kyren just goes, who, Rams and Chiefs?
Yeah. That's the problem, though. I think Kyren, that's the thing. I think Kyren's going to start feeling it. He's going to end up with 500 touches this year.
No, they don't have each other. The best game that they have left for the Chiefs are a Bills game, and either the Texans or Steelers.
Yeah.
And then speaking about those Rams, they play on Monday Night Football, only favored by one over the Dolphins. Their best game is a Bills game, and they still have a San Francisco game left on their schedule. Okay. They're favored by one. Over-under for this game is 50.5.
Which is just fine.
This is the best Monday Night Football game I think we've had this year.
Yep. I hope it is. I really hope it is.
Like, I'm really excited for this game.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And everyone's back for everybody, pretty much. DeMarcus Robinson has a toe. So he's like the biggest one for and Tyler Higbee is obviously still on IR. But for the most part, everyone is good to go. So I think I'm going with the Rams. This Dolphins team just can't figure it out. And I'm going to ask you another question in a bit because we were talking about the Chiefs and who could, you know, end the defeat streak. I'm going to ask about the Lions in a second here. But this Rams team, it's all coming together at the right time.
Yeah. You know, they even last week, you know, it was a close game versus the Seahawks. They also lost their potential number one receiver out in the first quarter.
Yeah. Puka out punching.
Which is insane. That was an insane call, but whatever.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
You're going Rams?
Yeah, I'm going Rams. I think, you know what's crazy? I heard a stat the other day that since Tua's been back, his average target yardage is 5 yards.
Oh, lovely.
It's all like HN and it's all short yardage stuff, which is not good for Tyreek.
No, especially for people that traded a first round pick for him like I did.
Yeah, you better hope he starts chucking that ball.
I hope so. I have a lot of Dolphins this week in fantasy. Ooh. I got Tua, I got Tyreek, I got Geno Smith, and I got the kicker.
Yeah, you better. And you're picking the Rams to win.
And I'm picking the Rams to win.
That's funny. Yeah. That's a little ironic.
So, is the best team in football right now Detroit?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, they're the best team in football. I think KC's defense is much better than the Lions defense. I do think that. I think KC's defense is like what's really holding them together.
Is that the Super Bowl you want the most?
What's that?
KC Lions, is that the Super Bowl you want the most?
Man, I don't know. I like the Rams. I think that offense is just so good. It's just so different.
I want that to be the NFC championship. I want Rams and Lions. And if not, I want Lions Commanders.
It's two totally different teams, right? You got Goff throwing 80 yards a game and 3 touchdowns. You got Stafford chucking, you know, 300 yards a game with like 2 touchdowns, you know, you've got Puka and Kupp versus Gibbs and Montgomery, you know, there's the dynamic between the two teams is so different.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a list of teams. Tell me fake or real as far as Super Bowl or middle. Okay. So Chiefs, real, obviously.
Yeah.
Lions, real. Buffalo.
Yeah, man. I want to say real. That'd be the other AFC team.
Commanders.
Oh, man. Middle.
Steelers.
Oh, nah. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. Not with Russ.
Minnesota.
Nah. Same thing.
Eagles.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't have it either. Falcons.
Yeah. No.
Texans.
No, not now. Oh, my God.
Ravens.
Yeah, real.
Packers.
No.
Something's missing. Something's missing.
Yeah.
And then we're in that's a different realm. After, I mean, I guess I can go Chargers. I would think we'd say no. Cardinals, no. Broncos, no. Bears, no. Rams, Niners.
Yep. Rams, Niners could do it too with CMC. Yep.
Bengals?
If they win this game, which they're up 14-7, maybe.
Jets?
No chance.
Yeah. Then there's just a different level of bad teams. Who do you have? Who do you think is the worst team in the league?
After this week, it might be New Orleans.
I think it's still Vegas. Because I don't see. I look at these other teams, and I don't see like. It's true.
You got the savior.
Touchdown to Brock Bowers.
You got the savior, Desmond Ridder.
We come in on our schedule after this bye week is Dolphins, Broncos, Chiefs, Buccaneers, Falcons, Jags, Saints, Chargers. It's not like a terrible schedule.
Right.
Which scares me. Like, we need some losses, guys.
Yeah.
We need some losses. Let's stack these up.
Yeah, you need a closer pick, so the whoever's got the number one pick will trade you.
And you guys have Bills, Jets, oh my God, Lions, Patriots, Broncos, Titans, Giants, Jaguars.
Yeah.
So we'll realistically, this game is huge this week. If you win 2 out of 3 to the Bills, Jets, and Lions, you're going to be okay. You have a real chance in the playoffs then. Because you can sweep Patriots, Broncos, Titans, Giants, Jaguars. You can sweep that.
Yeah, this is true.
That's five wins right there.
Oh, my gosh. You have
four. So I would say you probably need at least 10 to get in.
Yeah.
And Ja'Marr Chase dancing in the end zone. Another touchdown for the Bengals.
Oh, man. I called the Bengals, man. I knew it.
Are they back?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Bengals are back. Okay. I think we got to learn every year they just do this.
They're a second half team. They start slow every year.
Oh, get it. Ja'Marr, just what a beast of a run.
That was wild. Are you kidding me? What, 50 yards? Oh, my God. Beautiful.
I do love these Ravens jerseys.
I do love these Ravens secondary that's just getting cooked every week. Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to pick the Ravens to go to the AFC Championship, but there's just something every year.
It's, you know what I heard? It's like they have the number one pass or the rush defense and the last pass defense.
Mm.
Like, that's insane.
I mean, we could see Bengals and Chiefs again.
Maybe. I'd like to see Josh Allen versus
Mahomes. I want Josh to do it.
Yeah, I'd love to
see. You know what would be awesome if it was the Super Bowl was Lions and Bills? Two tortured teams that everyone would be like, you know what? I'm just happy for both teams. I'm just happy.
Yep, I don't care who wins. I just watch this game for fun.
That's my dream Super Bowl. Or Commanders.
That'd be cool. Yep. Commanders, maybe not yet. Next year.
Any last thoughts before we get out of here?
No. Again, the morning games look great. Afternoon games, I'm going to take a nap. And that's kind of how the last week went. And it looks like the trend continues.
Is next week any better? No, my God. Next week is bad. See next week?
Oh.
Our Monday night game is Cowboys and Texans.
Oh, no. Next week's afternoon game is great. We got KC and the Bills. We might have an AFC preview.
And we have Niners-Seahawks.
Yeah. Those are okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing the Dolphins. That's exciting.
Is it? Is it? The Tua comeback, baby.
It continues. Oh, amazing.
And you guys face the Jets. Steelers were okay. There's some good games. Steelers and Ravens is always good.
It'll be a good
season. We get Browns and Saints. Let's go.
Yes.
Love it. All right.
The revenge for game. Nick.
Yeah. For Nick, I'm Josh. Until next time, folks. Cheers. Enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.